Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Dr. Jean Marie Farish for Right Now Radio, and I am delighted to have Maureen Domery with us today. The height of her professional career was devoted to software engineering at Microsoft Corporation, providing developer support, technical training, and writing articles for the Microsoft Knowledge Base. Having immersed herself in the healing arts, Maureen transitioned from computer programming in 2004 and began practicing in the field of integrative complementary medicine. In 2008, she created Barnstone Healing Center. Maureen is a self-empowerment facilitator whose objective is guiding others to expand their awareness, soften their resistance, and reconnect with their own capacities for healing, creating, and thriving in a robust, fulfilling life. Maureen is the author of international best-selling book, Your Owner's Manual for Life, Source Code of Your Soul, Creating You and Facilitating Your Life. Maureen, welcome and thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Jean. It's actually my pleasure.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you came into your passion and purpose?
Well, like you had said, I was working as a software engineer at Microsoft, and I absolutely loved that. And during a telephone conversation with a friend of mine back home here, I was sharing with her that I was, you know, a bit depressed, and I just could not settle that monkey mind. And I wasn't sleeping well. And she offered to send me some Reiki. And I thought, what is that? I didn't even know what Reiki was at the time. But I was open to it. So we did a brief meditation. And during that, she was sending me Reiki. It was the most beautiful and peaceful space and time that I had had in quite a while. So I began researching Reiki and some other energetic healing modalities, and I was utilizing them on myself. It wasn't long before I knew that I had tapped into something really wonderful. I began to realize how similar the workings of the mind-body are to computer technology, and I was fascinated with that. So I began sharing what I'd learned with my friends and family. For a while, I had been feeling a subtle nudge to get deeper into that, but that eventually grew into an undeniable tug, if you will, and I realized that sort of work is actually my calling. So I transitioned from my IT career and began practicing in the holistic field of integrative complementary medicine, and that brought me to create Barnstone Healing Center. And I was giving private sessions, and I was also doing workshops and training and did a few inspirational engagements, and it's just gone from there. I love what I'm doing. I know I made the right decision because I'm in a whole different space now.
Well, that is beautiful and really interesting. And I know you spent a lot of time with the healing arts. Did that ignite your passion as well?
Oh, yeah. That was actually what began this whole journey. Like I said, my friend actually was a Reiki master, and I didn't even know that. So that night that we spoke and then we had our session together was really an eye-opener for me, and I just couldn't get enough of it. I started researching all types of different energy healings and modalities. I just love that whole world. There are so many techniques and so many different variations that we can use depending on the situation and what we're looking for. It's just amazing.
And Maureen, you're so dedicated and committed to your work, and it's evident in your desire to fulfill your passion and purpose. Maureen, can you tell us, when did you actually start writing?
When I was in eighth grade, I had a really great teacher, very special teacher, and he encouraged me to start writing poetry. I also started keeping several journals at the time, and it was wonderful therapy for me. But then as I grew in my professional career, I wrote application code and created applications. I also wrote technical documents and how-to articles. Then once I transitioned, as my holistic practice grew, clients and students would say to me, you should write a book about all of this. So that's how Your Owner's Manual for Life was born. I really love writing.
Well, that's wonderful. And it's always great to have a teacher or someone to acknowledge your talent and encourage you. And your journal writing at such a young age is so inspirational and encouraging.
After that, years later, just after high school, I went to Katherine Gibbs Secretarial School. That's how I started my professional life. Wording, grammar, all of that, that was part of my training as well. But I still to this day am in touch with that teacher that I had in eighth grade. He's just a wonderful person.
Oh,
and he writes a lot of poetry, too. And I have several friends that are musicians. One or two of them have said, I'd like to see some of that poetry. Maybe we could turn them into songs. So who knows?
Wow, wonderful. Such great building blocks that really led you to where you are now. Tell us what really inspires you to create and write. Self-expression and authenticity may prevent people from writing. Is it anything you can share about your inspiration and wisdom to inspire our listeners?
Sure. Well, a lot of the modalities that I utilize involve writing. When I come across a client who has an issue where forgiveness would be the ultimate goal to assist them in healing from either a past wound or something they're going through, a lot of times they may not be speaking to the person or they may not want to. And I will suggest to them to sit down and write a letter to that person as if they're telling them the truth and how they really feel and put everything in there. Once you're done with the letter, you can read it, see how it resonates with you. The physical act of writing enhances your neural activity in the brain. So that gives you a way to process your thoughts and your feelings and emotions. Then I would suggest to them once they're ready, they can burn the paper that they wrote it out on to release the toxicity of the energy that they've been holding on to. And also to not to forget in that process to forgive yourself as well, not only for whatever you may have said or done, but for holding on to that energy so long that it's really affected your life. These kinds of exercises and just, you know, journaling in general, I find it very centering and therapeutic for myself, but writing provides a way to share my knowledge as well and my experience in a way that benefits others. So when something's going on in my life, I'm like, what is this? Okay, well, maybe, you know, when I get through this, I could help someone else who might be going through a similar situation. So I do keep journals, and I find it very therapeutic just writing things in there and referring back to them sometimes when I look to remember something or wrote a key piece for myself that may help somebody else.
Yes, great tools for self-reflection, and thank you for sharing those suggestions. They're so self-empowering and healing.
Oh, thank you. You're quite welcome.
Maureen, have you faced challenges with your writing? And I know it seems like you're a natural writer and you see the therapeutic benefit. Have there been any challenges that you face with your writing?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there have been and there continue to be times when I will think something like, who am I to write this article or document or even a book for that matter on a particular topic? And what do I have to share that anyone would be interested in hearing or that hasn't already been said out there? But then I would think of the people that I've shared with and conversations with my clients who wanted my words to be written so they could refer back to them and share what they discovered themselves with others. And having read so many wonderful books myself and benefited from the wisdom of the authors, that helps me to overcome any challenges that I might have when I sit down to write something, or, you know, if I just have the inclination to write another article when I'm considering what I really want to put out there and share. And because we're all connected, and by sharing our thoughts and experiences, we can really contribute to others in a personal way. And I really love that. So when I think that whole process through, that gets me through any challenges, you know, that might come to mind.
And Moraine, you talk a little bit about softening resistance. Can this inhibit sharing our voice, and how can we soften that resistance?
In sharing our voice, when you consider if you've ever had a problem and you went to a close friend just to talk, how much did that benefit you? Sometimes just talking things through can shed light on things that we may not have even realized ourselves. And sharing with others, they can provide their input and perhaps their experiences as well. Letting that resistance go and being open to either share or speak to someone or perhaps write about it, when you open yourself up like that, it benefits both parties. It really does. It's almost like Reiki or any other modality. When you're sending healing to someone, you're also receiving the healing yourself. We're all connected, so when you look at it that way, why not share? Why not open yourself up? All resistance does is holds us apart from what we really want.
And as you indicated, we're all connected, and that's really encouraging. And now I'm going to segue into, what are some of your favorite tips that you like to share with the listeners?
Well, I guess the sentiment, don't sweat the small stuff, comes to mind, actually. Yes. How many times have we spun ourselves into a twist by ruminating over something needlessly or worrying about something? Think about how many things you've worried about that didn't even happen, right?
Yes.
You can kind of let yourself off the hook with things of that nature. And one of my favorite affirmations is from Louise Hay. And she passed away a few years ago, but I still refer to her as St. Louise. And the affirmation is, I did or I'm doing the best that I can with what I had or currently have to work with at this time. When you've got something going on and you feel like you're either not doing enough or you're not exactly sure what to do, and you give yourself some time to consider, reminding yourself that I'm doing the very best that I can with what I have to work with, especially when we look back on past experience. Oh, I should have done this, or I shouldn't have done that. At the time, you did the best you could with what you had to work with. So I just love that affirmation. But my favorite tip, as I've shared and provided in my book and to contributing to several other books, is my biggest aha in life truly and continues to be that when I realize that things in life don't happen to us, they really happen for us, because there's a lot of wisdom to be gained from every experience, whether it's a good experience or a wounding experience. And by asking ourselves the question, truth, if such and such happened or is happening for my highest and best, what might that be? And saying to ourselves, thank you for the gifts in this or what happens that I either am not able to see in the moment or I didn't see at the time. That can help bring you to a space of gratitude, and it opens you up a little bit. When you approach life with that type of outlook, it really opens you to all of the infinite possibilities that are available. By the way, when you put the word truth before asking a question, it actually compels honesty of your subconscious mind, where really most of our issues are sitting or stuck. So I like to suggest that people ask themselves, if this was happening for my highest and best, what might that be? And then having gratitude for the gifts in whatever the situation is, because sometimes you don't see those gifts until later. Well, if I didn't lose my job, I wouldn't have gotten this one. Or if this hadn't happened, this really great thing probably wouldn't have happened. So there are always gifts and things, but we're not always able to see them, you know.
Those are such great tips, how to release ourselves from negative emotions and, as you share, being open to the wisdom and the gifts from life experiences. That is really spectacular. Thank you so much for sharing those tips for our listeners.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, as they say, live and learn, right?
Yes. It's always gifts and life experiences, and you have really encouraged us to really look for those gifts. So, Maureen, tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, the book starts out comparing the mind-body to software development, writing code to create an application. And then I get into things like the laws of nature or the natural laws of the universe. People refer to them in various ways. Then I go into topics on forgiveness and love and healing. I also, in the book, provide several exercises that you can do. Ask yourself certain questions and then journal about them. The workshops that I do are based on not only the book, but the exercises that I provide in the book. There are spots where you can write notes and things like that. So I really try to provide the whole picture. This is how the mind-body works. This is how it correlates to computer programming, which really, we design computers in our own likeness. And in many ways, we get programmed by our families and our teachers and the communities that we live in. When something doesn't feel right, you can change it. It's like rewriting the code or rebooting your machine. So that's basically what the book is about and what it offers to folks for becoming and being their own healer and how to create your life to be what you want so that you're happy. We're all here to have fun.
Yes, and your book provides valuable tools and techniques that will help people transform their lives. So many look outside themselves, but the wealth of resources lies within us. And you show us that as a self-empowerment facilitator, combining spirituality. That's incredible.
Well, sometimes we do need a facilitator, but all a facilitator does, I don't heal people. I open them to their own energy and capacities for healing and creating their lives. But that's true. Most of the time we look at things, well, this person did that, and because of that, I feel this way. Well, it's up to us to decide how we feel and why, and we can justify these things and take a good look at them and ask, is feeling this way serving my life? And if not, we can then choose something else. We can choose forgiveness and move on. And forgiveness, it's something that you really do for yourself. It's not about forgiving things that other people do or outside influences had. Forgiveness in general is something that you do for yourself to set yourself free from the effects of things that just weren't right for you.
Yes, it's like reclaiming your power, right? Instead of giving it away, not being forgiving. Yes.
Exactly.
So, Maureen, when you wrote the book, what did you hope readers would take away?
I would say that Jack Canfield summarized my sentiments best in a line from the foreword that he wrote for my book. My intention is that readers realize the truth that their greatest resource lies within, just as we were just discussing, because that is the greatest truth. Everything's an inside job. Everything, truly, because it's up to us to choose and decide and proceed from there. So that's what I hope readers really take away from my book, is a true embodiment of that understanding that their greatest resource lies within them, not with anyone or anything else. That's my intention.
Your book is really a comprehensive manual for life that's applicable for us throughout our entire lives. And your book is also a testimony of how you incorporated these tools in your own life to find what true joy and fulfillment, right?
When I had my son, I realized that, I didn't quite know what I was getting into in becoming a mother. There should be a book on this to kind of say, well, you know, eventually you'll be at this place or that. And there was no direction whatsoever. I mean, there are tons of books out there now on these things. Same with my mom. She probably didn't know what she was getting into when she had six of us. You know, so we could have an owner's manual of some sort to kind of look at when you need a little help for your own self-reflection and such. That was another intent with my book. I was like, well, let's have a reference book here that gives actual modalities and techniques that you can use that can help you.
Yeah, because people are looking for practical ways to incorporate these things in their daily lives. And they want to see the differences and how it's really changing their lives or making them have more meaning or feel better each day about their own life.
We all can't go sit on a mountaintop like a monk for months or days or years.
Yeah.
And we do. We need practical things that we can do while we're sitting at our desk at work or whatever job we may have or calling in life, just to process some of the thoughts that are always running through our mind. And if you just take a moment, it only takes a breath sometimes. Just close your eyes for a moment and take a breath. These types of practical tools that you can use all day long, anytime, anywhere, is what my book talks about. And a lot of these techniques can get you to the point where you're just operating under grace with ease, I like to call it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know? Mm-hmm. Grounded and centered.
And then once you learn that, you want to reinforce that in your daily life and keep it going.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Maureen, what impact would you like to see your book have on the world?
Well, I would love my book to contribute to empowering people to open themselves to more possibilities and to truly be their authentic selves and live their personal best under grace with ease and joy. I'd like people to find more joy in life. We become so habitualized and we forget to stop and smell the roses and smile and talk to other people, just say hello, compliment them, help them feel better, and just enjoy our life, enjoy every aspect of it. I mean, there's so many things we take for granted. When we go to sleep at night, we don't have to worry about, oh, I have to keep my heart beating and my lungs breathing and,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, yeah, I have to make sure the sun comes up in the morning. We're so habitualized that we forget that we're supposed to be enjoying things. Life is meant to be enjoyed.
Yeah.
So hopefully my book will assist or at least contribute to others realizing that, you know, they can have that.
Yes.
It can happen. It's already ours.
Yes, that is absolutely true. So, Maureen, how can listeners connect with you? Do you have a link where people can go to contact you?
Well, my website is probably the best, and that is MaureenDamery.com. It's D-A-M-E-R-Y. And Maureen is spelled M-A-U-R-E-E-N. MaureenDamery.com. And there are links up there to my Facebook and Twitter, and there's a lot of good information on the site itself.
Well, wonderful. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Don't sweat the small stuff. Have fun. Enjoy
yes.
life.
Yes, yes.
Be very well. Well.
Yes, very well said. Well, thank you, Maureen, for being here. We know that your book will certainly make an impact in the world. We really appreciate your being here and the generosity of your time and wisdom.
Thank you. That's wonderful to hear. I greatly appreciate it. And it's really my pleasure, honestly.
Yes.
It's my pleasure. So thank you, Jean.
And thanks to all of our listeners for joining us today. And until next time, have a wonderful week.